Your generation of singers have been in that period where it was no longer just acceptable to be a great voice, to, so to speak, park and bark, that there were much more acting talents required. Can you talk a little bit about that? Were you there as that transition happened, do you think?
Yeah, you know, in fact, you know, when you think about Placido, Carreras, or even Krauss or Pavarotti, they were very good actor for me. The most important is to believe in the character. And I think, for example, you know, a lot of people say Luciano Pavarotti was not a great actor. I am not agree. You know, when you look at him, his face was all the time very impressive in the character and with beautiful expression. And in fact, he was very cinematographic because, you know, without gesture, too much gesture in with his arm or something like this. I think he was a very, very, very cinematographic. And today, sure, we think we are better actor, but I'm not sure we are better actor, you know. In fact, the most important is to sing well and to give the possibility to the people to believe in the character you are singing. You know, this is the most important. And today, why it's more difficult? Because sometimes you have this kind of a HD, and you are on cinema, and people want to believe in the character in every moment. And when you have the camera on you, it's impossible to be out of the character. Otherwise, people can see that. You know, you must be in the character, even when you are not singing. From the past, maybe singers sometimes, you know, were a little bit out of the character because they knew nobody can see this moment. But
sure.
Today it's difficult, yeah.
And then in terms of the techniques that you have that have come on board, I mean, opera has looked towards the world of cinema and looked towards the world of the dramatic stage to bring along these techniques. Have you used acting techniques or that have been borrowed from other parts of the acting business?
You know, yeah, sometimes it's difficult because you have to think on the camera and also to forget the camera. This is the difficulty when you are on stage because we still have the problematic of the singing, you know. And when you are an opera singer, you are not an actor 100% because sometimes, you know, you have the problem of the voice, the emission of the voice. And even when you look at Maria Callas, you know, a lot of people said, oh, Maria Callas was a great actress. But I never saw a real actress putting her arm around her neck or something like this, you know, because the gesture of the opera singer, it's a little bit special. Sometimes we have to remember we are instrument, you know, ourselves, and we have to play with this instrument, you know. With the camera, you have to play everything a little bit not so big, you know, like in...
Right, I was going to say, because typically you're trying to hit the back row of the theater with both your voice and with the gesture, but I'm guessing less so when there's a camera on you.
Yeah, it's more difficult with the camera because if you do the big gesture, it's awful to see on the camera. Even with your mouth, if you open too much your mouth or your eyes, it's not nice to see for the camera. For this reason, you have to control everything, every movement of every expression of your face, and it's difficult because sometimes you have to look also the conductor, you know. And if you look the conductor, you lose the character. You know, and it's not easy to manage that, but you have to think in every moment. Maybe for this reason today, sometimes, you know, some singers are not very, very happy with the camera, you know, because they have to think in many, many things in the same time. It's also more stress when you know a million of people are looking at you, or, you know, thousands of people. And it's very, very difficult. And if you lose something, everybody can see that, you know, today. Even when you look just a frame, the conductor, your eyes are on the conductor are not the real character. And you go away from the character. This is the difficulty.
And are you looking back at some of these broadcasts? Are you looking at DVDs after the fact? Is this something that you study to improve your performance for the camera?
Yeah, I love to do this. I love to do DVDs. I love to film and to do HD broadcast. Because for me, I think it's something modern, you know. And also you can touch many, many, many people, you know, in the same time. You know, it's fantastic to have the possibility today around the world to see a performance of the Met in live in wonderful condition everywhere in the world. It's amazing. And I think I'm very lucky to live in this time, you know, to have the possibility to see, to control everything just 2 hours later. You know, I do for example, I sang my last Tosca, and 1 hour after that, it was on YouTube. You know, it's amazing to have this control just after your singing, because sometimes you have some bad reaction. Oh my God, I was not good in that moment. Or maybe, good reaction. Oh, I was good that. But now you have to control. You can control everything, you know, and to say, oh my God, I was wrong. I was not so good. I was not so bad. It's funny, and in the same time, it's a little bit disturbing. But in the same time, you can have a real evolution also like an artist because of this kind of new technology.
Well, it's new to a point, but we're talking about a Philadelphian here. Mario Lanza was somebody who inspired you early on when you were very young, watching his films. So it seems to have come full circle that somebody who your start in opera was by watching somebody singing who did actually performed very few full-length operas.
Yeah, sure. For me, it was difficult because when I was a teenager or when I was a child, I had no possibilities to go on the real theater, you know, in opera, because it was too expensive and my family was not rich enough to bring me at the opera. But because, thanks to the cinema, I had the possibility to listen Mario Lanza, and my passion came from that moment, you know. And I would like to say also a beautiful remember, because I remember when I went to Philadelphia, you know, for the Pavarotti competition. It was a great, great moment for me, because I remember I went also in the Mario Lanza barber or the restaurant and in every places, and I was so touched by this moment, you know. But yes, today I think life of opera today, it's wonderful, you know, because of this new technology, because of this new approach of the music, and I think never opera was so popular than today.
It is amazing. And the characters that you're getting to play, you personally are getting to perform, you're getting to perform these very big heroic characters, sometimes very anti-heroic characters, very much leading men characters. Is that a correct representation of where your heart is? Or is this just that Roberto Alagno is the great leading man of our time? Leading man of our time.
You know, it's very strange, but I knew a lot of myself playing those characters.
Ah.
I don't know why. Maybe because when I was a child, I was very, very shy, you know, very ill. It was like an illness for me, you know. And I discovered myself playing Nemorino, playing Romeo, playing Cavaradossi, playing Cyrano de Bergerac a lot, you know, because everybody of us, we have complexes, you know, and everything, like Cyrano. And Cyrano gave me the much beautiful lesson of life, you know, because he says like this, you know, I was ugly with this nose, and I decide in that moment I need to be the best in everything. You know, it's a real a character and a philosophy of hope in life, and to not to say, okay, I'm ugly and now I want to kill myself, or I'm not good. No, I like this kind of character, you know, to fight, to try to be better. You know, it was the same for me because when you are very shy, you know, it's difficult. You have to fight with yourself in every moment, even when, I don't know, I give you a very stupid example. I remember when my mom made, you know, a cake for my birthday, and everybody were clapping of me. I became red, and I had to, you know, it was all the time a fight in every moment, every situation, and it's very difficult. And today, because of this beautiful passion of music and singing, I am Roberto here at the Met singing Tosca. It's amazing, you know. It's a wonderful revenge of life.
Indeed, it's a wonderful story. How much of an advantage do you think your Italian background was in terms of your opera career?
You know, it was very important because this Italian background was very, very powerful in my heart. Why? Because I was the first stranger of the family, you know, the first born in France, you know, from a Sicilian family. And it was very difficult for me again. Why? Because in Italy, everybody said, oh, Roberto, no, you are French. And in France, everybody said, Roberto, you are Italian. And it was very, very difficult. And also when I remember my grandfather was born here in New York and he died here in New York, you know.
Ah, I didn't know that. Right.
I made a book for that, you know, where I explained this strange destiny of this family, you know, because the destiny of my family is the singing. Everybody were singer. Everybody sang from my grandfather here. He was tenor here in New York. And after that, because of this passion, we were able to support everything, you know, every difficulty of life. And sure, you know, my grandmother here, the wife of this Mr. Jimmy, he was called like this here in New York, they knew Enrico Caruso. And when she died, I was 20 years old. You can imagine how many stories I heard about her, Caruso and everybody, you know. And I remember dreaming Caruso. And for me, Mario Lanza was a little bit like my grandfather. You know, for me, it was him. You know, I project this affection looking of Mario Lanza when I was 10 years old. For me, it was my grandfather, you know. And after that, for me, when I discovered my voice, it was like, you know, to go to heaven directly, you know. I was very, very lucky in my life because of this passion.
When we think of you, and you probably don't think of yourself like this, but we think of you as this very young man, and you're not young anymore, but you're not exactly old either.
Yeah, it's true.
How is the voice now? Are there changes? Are you getting more low end?
I don't know. Just in this moment, I feel my voice younger. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm in love, because I will be dad again. You know, I don't know what's happened in my life, but I feel better than ever. And, you know, when are you young? When are you old? I don't know. I don't know. Today, you know, we have a young singer. I can hear sometimes, you know, they said, oh, this new and young tenor, like Piotr Beccala, no, for example, or Jonas Kaufmann. They are the young singer of today, you know? They are young. But when I said, you know, Beccala is only 3 years younger than me. Or Jonas is only 6 years younger than me. It's strange to say why now I am old. Maybe because I am in this profession for 30 years, you know, because I start very early. But I don't know. I feel today very, very informed. I'm in good shape. I'm very happy. Everybody around me here at the Met are very surprised, telling me, oh, your voice sounds great. You feel like a young guy. It's amazing, you know. I don't know what's happened with me. Maybe it's a new... because of this happiness, because of this new relation with Alexandra Kurzak today, we are expecting a baby. I don't know, something, it's magical in this moment for me. I feel very, very, very happy.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.